Hey there, everyone. Happy Friday. Guess what? It's September 1st, so happy September. For many of you, this means that you have some nice cooler weather coming your way soon. I wish that I could say the same. Unfortunately, I am convinced that it's getting hotter here in Central Florida, where at one point today, I was looking at my weather app and the heat index was over 100 degrees. So there you go. Welcome to Central Florida. At the beginning of September. And then what did we have this afternoon? We had a nice little thunderstorm. So we also may have a hurricane coming our way. But whatever the weather may be, I am still Caleb Graham, and this is still The Mix. I know that I have been talking about this a lot. I think I've actually talked about it every day or every episode for the last few, but as we reach 1 week since Harvey made landfall in Texas, we are still seeing these incredible rescue videos. I can't watch it enough. Like, it completely consumed me. In some areas, local officials are still putting in evacuation orders. People are returning home to ruins. And then just before I started the mix for today, we had a little bit of breaking news about two of those containers that are at that Arkema chemical plant in Crosby, Texas. Now, two of these containers have now exploded and burned. I was seeing video of it just before I started recording. And it's really kind of interesting to see. There's like, if you don't know the whole story behind this, it's a chemical plant there in Crosby, Texas, and they had moved all of their things into these refrigerated kind of trailers. There were six of them outside of the warehouse that had refrigeration units in there that was supposed to keep them cool, because it's chemicals that if they don't stay cool, they catch fire. And because the plant lost power and the flooding and all that, they have caught fire, which have caused two of these trailers to, you know, explode and burn. And it's very dark black smoke. You could see it. They've evacuated the area like within a 1.5 mile radius. It's pretty crazy. So that's what's going on with that. And they are anticipating the other four trailers to explode and burn as well, because they can't get the refrigeration under control. It doesn't have a backup. It just, once it hasn't power, it doesn't have power, it doesn't work. And the floodwaters have receded, which is good, in the area, but they still, it's not safe enough to get there. So that's kind of what's going on with that. But everywhere you look, it seems like things just are not getting better. And sadly, it probably won't for a lot of people for a really long time. You know, gas prices are going up. A friend of mine at work told me today that her sister lives in Dallas and that they don't have any gas. They have pretty much run out of gas almost everywhere. And plus the prices are going up with all the oil refineries being closed. So unfortunately, it's going to, you know, for most or for a lot of people, it's going to get a little bit worse before it gets better. And that's just the unfortunate reality. But, you know, Americans are doing what they do best. They're helping those in need in a time of crisis. You know, at least that's what I personally believe that America is all about. Everywhere you look on social media, you see people giving money here and giving money there and all this stuff going on. It's really heartwarming. You know, last night, Natalie Grant did a benefit concert live on Facebook from inside a Nashville recording studio, and it was fantastic. I didn't even really know about it. I just came across it on Facebook last night when I was going through some live videos, and herself, Natalie Grant, along with Mandisa, Matthew West, Mark Hall, and some other contemporary Christian artists kind of joined forces, and they were raising money for a disaster response group called the Convoy of Hope. And they started off their broadcast with a $100,000 goal. That's how much they wanted to raise before the end. And it ran for about 2 hours. And the concert ended up raising over $200,000 for Convoy of Hope just during that live broadcast. So that was pretty amazing. And then yesterday, ABC, along with Disney, had a day of giving, where they had, you know, the text phone number where you could text to give, and a website that was to donate to the Red Cross was on the screen all day long, running along the bottom throughout their regular programming throughout the day. There's just been so much outpouring of love and selflessness, and you know, to all these people that are impacted by Harvey, it just is simply, I'm simply heartwarming. I mean, there's no other words to describe it. And like I said on Wednesday, I wish so much that it could be more like this across the country, across the world on a daily basis, because it really, I feel like, would just make the world such a better place. Speaking of compassion and love and such throughout our country, today I watched a live, well, it wasn't live, they played it after it happened, but President Trump signed a declaration today that will make Sunday, this coming Sunday, which is, let's see, September 3rd. Had a look at my calendar. He signed a declaration that will make this coming Sunday, the 3rd, a national prayer day for those affected by Tropical Hurricane and Tropical Storm Harvey, which has now been downgraded to a tropical depression. Anyway, it was something that, you know, people have been begging for. People have been begging for the president to be more presidential, to show a little bit more empathy and compassion to the country and not be such a hothead all the time like he appears to be. This is a very much an opinionated segment, by the way. And we saw that. We know we saw him sitting there at the desk in the Oval Office. He signed this declaration for prayer. He didn't congratulate. He thanked all the people that were there. There was someone there from FEMA. There was someone there from the Red Cross. There was someone there from the Southern Baptist Convention. And then Vice President Mike Pence was there. Melania was there. All these people were there who have been contributing to help with this disaster relief in for all these people impacted by Harvey. And it was, just, to me, it was a very nice moment compared to some of the other stuff that we see all the time. And, you know, it was for the press. There were press in there. There was cameras there. There were reporters there. And as soon as he got finished with what he, all that he had to say, the first question that someone blurts out as soon as he gets done saying all these nice things is, do you think that DACA is illegal? And now, let me first of all just say this. The DACA issue is an extremely important issue, and it's something that needs to, you know, be thought about. And we've heard the president say that it's a very hard thing for him to think about, and that it's challenging for him, which is why I think we did not get an answer today on what was going to be happening with that. But I feel like, and I had a Twitter rant about this today, I feel like there's a time and a place for everything. And we have seen it several times over the last few days how, you know, things are being politicized in a way that is frankly offensive, if it's the only word I can think of. When you have a situation like what's going on in Texas and Louisiana with all these people that are suffering, and people are going to come up with these things and politicize. I mean, I was just hearing something on TV earlier about these, like, groups that are posting these fake things where you can donate to Harvey Relief, but it's really for something else. Like, I just don't understand that. And just like when I was talking about the other day, the GoFundMe accounts, these fake GoFundMe accounts, I don't get it. Anyway, like I said, I feel like there's a time and a place for everything. And I don't feel like this particular moment was the time to ask that question. To me, it just seemed inappropriate. Because every other question was about what he had talked about and about, you know, Harvey, the relief and everything that they were going to be trying to do. And he did answer the question, and he didn't seem frustrated at all that it was asked. Like, he answered it right away and moved on to the next. But it just, to me, I'm worried that reporters in general have lost or are losing their compassion. And it used to be, you know, I've even learned in my own journalism classes, like, there are certain questions that, yes, you want to always know. You want to know what information's going on, but there's sometimes there is a time and a place for certain questions, and you have to be able to judge when it's appropriate to ask something. And in my opinion, that was not the appropriate time to ask that question. So that's what I have to say about it. It's a very important question. I just didn't feel like that was the time for it. Anyway, I would love to know your thoughts, so call in and let me know. We're gonna move on now. Today was the Force Friday 2 event, which, if you are not familiar with Force Friday, it is basically Star Wars, Lucasfilm, and the Disney Company, a day that they have put together to make people spend all their money. literally. It is a huge merchandise event that happens where they release all of this new stuff on the same day. And for this particular time, this is the second time they've done it. And everything that came out today, for the most part, had to do with the journey to Star Wars: The Last Jedi, which, if you remember, when The Force Awakens came out, they did this as well. They had all this product and all these books and comics and toys and everything that were to get you ready for The Force Awakens. It was called Journey to The Force Awakens. And all of these things now for Force Friday 2 that are Journey to The Last Jedi have some sort of connection to the new film. So, like, the Phasma book that Matt and I talked about the other day came out today, and it's obviously a backstory on Phasma. There was a Princess Leia book that came out today that's some more history on her. And all of the stuff in these stories and in this product and stuff will somehow connect to the film. So, it's pretty cool. I had to work today, so I didn't get to go. Matt got to see a little bit of stuff that they put out at Hollywood Studios. He brought home a Porg plush and a Porg coffee mug. I was super jealous. The plush I didn't really think was that cute, but the mug was really cute. Personally, I want the Porg Pops from Funko because they are absolutely adorable, especially the Chewbacca one where he's holding the Porg. Oh my gosh, I need it. But anyway, get out there and get your Last Jedi merchandise. It's in stores today. I have mentioned several times over the course of these podcasts, I feel, how much I love television. And one of my favorite TV shows, I don't watch reality TV that much, but one of my favorite shows is Dancing with the Stars. And the next season, which is the 25th season, of Dancing with the Stars, will be debuting soon. And they have recently announced the pros, who's going to be the pro dancers for this upcoming season. And they've announced that Drew Scott from the Property Brothers will be dancing with Emma Slater. But other than that, we don't know who the others are. And they are starting to release all of these obscure pictures of the pros with their star dancer, but you can only see like part of them. Like, the first one that they released was of Val Smirkovsky. And all you could see was the arm of his partner. And then Sharna, they released one with her, and there's just like the person standing behind her wearing this silver blazer. And then today we got one of Artem with, a lady attached to him, and you can see all of her except her head. So they're really teasing everybody for this go around, and I'm super excited for the announcement. It's going to be happening on Good Morning America. Help me double check what day. Let's see. Let's go down, scroll down a little bit. Let's see. Because when they announced the pros, they told us when they were going to be talking about when the rest of them were going to be. One of the things that's odd to me this season is that Sasha, who is usually one of the pros on the show, is one of the troop members this time, and Alan Burstyn, who is usually on the troop, is going to be one of the pros. So I found that a little bit interesting. Anyway, September 6th, I just found it. September 6th is the day that they'll be announcing the rest of the cast. And let's see, today's the 1st, so that would make that next Wednesday, I believe, is the 6th. And we'll get to see who all those stars are going to be for the upcoming 25th season of Dancing with the Stars. My friend Rachel at work is really obsessed with Dancing with the Stars, as well as Matt. So I'm going to try really hard during the season to get them on a couple of times to talk about it. I want to talk about Artem's hair, though, in this picture, because I just scrolled back up on Twitter and saw it again, and his hair is white. He's, like, bleached it or something. I guess that's the new trend. I mean, it looks nice, but not something I ever would have thought that he would do. But anyway, Dancing with the Stars has its season premiere live on September 18th on ABC, and I just can't wait. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Well, that is gonna just about do it for today. Listen, thank you so much for tuning in to The Mix. Whether you're listening on iTunes or on Google Play or on Anchor, whatever the platform may be, I really appreciate you listening and tuning in. Hey, I would love to hear from you. I'd love to hear your thoughts on anything that I talked about, or if you just want to call in and say hello. There's so many different ways you can reach me on social media. You can go to my Twitter or my Instagram at Caleb Graham. I'm on Facebook at Caleb Graham TV. I've been trying to keep that updated every day. I've been kind of lax the past couple days because when I'm not doing something, I'm watching Harvey coverage. And then there's my website, CalebGrahamTV.com. And then you can call in and we can have a conversation over on Anchor, anchor.fm/Caleb Graham. So reach out to me and let me hear from you. I just want to say thanks again for tuning in. I hope that everyone has a wonderful rest of your Friday, and we'll be back on Monday. Before I go, though, I do want to leave you with a quote that I saw today from Aristotle, and it says, quote, "Quality is not an act, it is a habit." Have a great weekend. Until then, or until next time, I should say, add something new to the mix. See ya. Well, that is going to just about do it for today. Listen, thank you so much for tuning in to The Mix. Whether you're listening on iTunes or on Google Play or on Anchor, whatever the platform may be, I really appreciate you listening and tuning in. Hey, I would love to hear from you. I'd love to hear your thoughts on anything that I talked about, or if you just want to call in and say hello. There's so many different ways you can reach me on social media. You can go to my Twitter or my Instagram at Caleb Graham. I'm on Facebook at Caleb Graham TV. I've been trying to keep that updated every day. I've been kind of lax the past couple days because when I'm not doing something, I'm watching Harvey coverage. And then there's my website, CalebGrahamTV.com. And then you can call in and we can have a conversation over on Anchor, anchor.fm/Caleb Graham. So reach out to me and let me hear from you. I just want to say thanks again for tuning in. I hope that everyone has a wonderful rest of your Friday, and we'll be back on Monday. Before I go, though, I do want to leave you with a quote that I saw today from Aristotle, and it says, quote, "Quality is not an act, it is a habit." Have a great weekend. Until then, or until next time, I should say, add something new to the mix. See ya.